Secretary of State Antony Blinken cited 11 countries whose governments reportedly engaged in human trafficking in the 2022 Trafficking in Persons report. Several of this country's familiar political opponents are on the list: Russia, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Afghanistan, and Cuba. Also, poor nations like Burma, Eritrea, South Sudan, and Turkmenistan. Blinken offered several examples of what government-sanctioned trafficking looks like.
That can look like subjecting people, including children, to forced labor in key sectors: mining, logging, manufacturing, farming, or sending members of ethnic minority groups to be de-radicalized in camps. It can also mean deploying workers around the world without telling them where they're going or what they'll be doing, confiscating passports and salaries, forcing them into dangerous work conditions, constantly monitoring their movements.
Blinken also said that the report showed 21 countries and territories had risen a tier, meaning they had done noticeably more to prevent trafficking in 2022, and 18 had declined. Blinken discussed linkages between human trafficking and climate change. He said climate refugees are susceptible to trafficking. He also said that green energy projects can contribute to trafficking, citing the cobalt mines in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Consider, for example, the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's home to much of the world's cobalt, which is a critical component for lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, something very important for our efforts to combat climate change. Some of that cobalt is mined by children, who are then pushed into work through coercion, through fraud, through force.
Speakers at the report's launch championed the increased rates of survivor input in the creating and amending of laws on human trafficking. The governments of the United Kingdom and the Philippines solicited human trafficking survivor input in developing their survivor support services programs. Blinken said that traffickers do not respect borders and that to combat trafficking effectively, international communication and data sharing are key. He cited work by the Philippines and Uganda in developing and reporting standards and data sharing technologies. I'm Emmett Levy for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.